Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for the whole working group of experts of people of African descent for your diligent work during this week, and all the, especially also the all the civil society that came all this way to be here this week. South Africa welcomed the discussion, the open and frank discussion that held during this week, and we appreciate your recommendations you made today. They are very apt, and hopefully we will be able to, in September, when the next version of the resolution from rhetoric to reality, a global call against racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance are once again run within the Human Rights Council, hopefully we will be able to operationalize, as usual, many of those recommendations and get states to hopefully accept them in the resolution, which is never an easy task in September to do. Colleagues, South Africa, as you know, is extremely supportive, as you saw yesterday during that Memories of Durban, of the working group and its work. And we will do our best in the next session to also renew the mandate of this working group. The regional resolution that created the permanent forum of people of African descent also stated clearly that the working group of people of African descent should guide the permanent forum by giving them issues or topics to maybe to discuss and take out to the civil society across the world, since they have a very large footprint. And as such, at the end of the month, the permanent forum will be meeting in New York. And for those of you who were here at the in December when the first session was held, for us it is imperative that as many civil society who are supportive of the Durban process and the DDPA are there in New York to ensure that the gains that were made here in December are protected in New York from those who are trying to undermine the DDPA and push it to the background. I trust that that will be done, and I look forward to continue working with the group and civil society in this manner.